You learned how to vote when you learned how to drive a car. If you want to go forward, you put the transmission in D. And you vote for the Democrats.
Anthony Hensley is the top Democrat in the Kansas Senate. He was warming up the crowd at an event in Topeka. He cruised to victory, and the House's top Democrat, Tom Burrows, continued the automotive theme. He says the ideological shift is a response to Republican Governor Sam Brownback.
It's a great turning point for this state. We're moving forward. We're going to leave Brownback in our rearview mirror, but most importantly, we're going to leave a failed economy, failed gubernatorial policies.
Brenda Dietrich is one of the new Republican lawmakers. She was unopposed yesterday after winning a tough primary election earlier this year. She's ready to shake things up when it comes to issues like taxes and the budget.
You know, you have to face the brutal facts. We know where we are economically. We know where our revenue stream is and is not. And we know what decisions we made to get us to where we are today.
To her, that means all options are on the table, including reconsidering the tax cuts. Dietrich is ready to cross party lines to build solutions.
I really think if we can work together, collaboratively, and not draw lines in the sand and refuse to cross them, that you can find a win-win. You can.
Some races between moderate-leaning Republicans and Democrats did get ugly at the end. Despite that, Democratic Senator Laura Kelly believes the two sides can still join forces and have a working majority on some issues.
Campaigns are one thing, governing is another. I think the people who were elected in August and the ones who are likely to be elected tonight are statesmanlike enough to put that aside and to do what's in the best interest of Kansas citizens.
Conservatives are still going to have significant numbers in the legislature. Incumbent Senate Ways and Means Committee Chairman Ty Masterson is one of the conservative members who won re-election. But he's echoing some of the things heard from his new, more centrist fellow lawmakers.
Sure, I'll work with anybody. I mean, that's the beauty of a legislature. I have some good friends that are Democrats. I have some good friends that are left-leaning Republicans. And so that's what makes a good legislator, being able to work together to get something done.
There are still a lot of questions to be answered about these new lawmakers.
It's going to be a big group of new people, and we're just going to have to get to know each other first and then begin to work together when we know what issues they think are important.
That's Republican Fred Patton, who was re-elected to the Kansas House. He says it's not always easy to mark someone with a term like conservative or moderate. Patton himself says he's somewhere between the two. And it will take time to figure out where all these new people will land on specific issues.
You don't know until people start voting where they fall, so we'll find out soon enough.
With the results last night, Democrats and moderate Republicans will have the numbers to form a coalition majority on some issues in both the House and Senate. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.